Congress returns this week from its summer recess with much still to be finished before the targeted adjournment date of October 4th. Congress has still not completed the process of approving any appropriations bills, nor has it reached a consensus on Homeland Security, election overhaul, a patient's bill of rights, or a prescription drug benefit for Medicare recipients. Complicating matters is that Election Day is just 2 months away. Joining me now is NPR's congressional correspondent, David Wellman. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Senate returned yesterday and immediately resumed its debate on Homeland Security Department. What's going on in the House?
Well, what's going on in the House is they're coming back today after a month during which the prime topic many of its members were discussing was not exactly on their agenda, but it's there. It's Iraq. And I guess the question that Congress has to sort out now is not just whether the U.S. should make war on Iraq to topple Saddam Hussein, but also whether Congress needs to authorize such a venture. And we had some members weigh in quite notably during the break. Tom DeLay, who is the Republican majority whip in the House and who's virtually certain to be the majority leader if the Republicans keep control of that chamber, resoundingly endorsed President Bush's calls for regime change in Iraq during the break. But the current Republican majority leader in the House, Dick Armey, differed with him, saying that President Bush has yet to make the case for that. And also Republican Henry Hyde, who chairs the House International Relations Committee, has urged that there be a debate and a vote in Congress on the issue. It's likely that Congress would eventually approve going to war with Iraq, but probably only after more justifications have been given by the administration.
Congress has to approve 13 appropriations bills to keep the government running. Shouldn't they be getting to that?
They should. Only three of those bills have actually been approved by both the House and the Senate so far, and the most important of those three is the defense spending bill, which traditionally has been the very last appropriations bill that Congress deals with, but this year, because the president requested it, it was the very first. But the two chambers have to reconcile their differing versions of that bill still. And there are also many other points of contention in store on the spending bills, which the Republicans contend Democrats want to spend too much on this year, a year when the budget deficit has just been projected by the Congressional Budget Office to be $157 billion. Democrats say that social programs especially are being underfunded in this year's spending bills, and they're bound to blame the 10-year tax cut plan that was approved last year by Congress as undermining the budget rather than congressional spending.
What else do congressional leaders hope to get done this year?
Well, the Homeland Security Department creation that is being debated right now in the Senate certainly will not be finished by the anniversary of September 11th, a week from today, which is the target date that some congressional leaders had set, because weeks of wrangling still lie ahead on this issue in the Senate. The Senate's also likely to take up what Democratic leaders promise will be a tougher post-Enron pension reform bill than the one passed by the Republican-controlled House earlier this year. And some Senate Democrats are hoping to revive efforts that foundered in July to approve a Medicare prescription drug benefit. Democrats don't want to be accused by Republicans in the midterm elections campaign of failing to pass such a benefit in the Senate when Republicans have already done so in the House. And there are also bills that both the House and the Senate have passed already, but that remain mired in conference committees where differences have yet to be reconciled. And among the legislation that's stuck in this legislative limbo are a bill to revamp national energy policy, a bill reforming election laws, the so-called Patients' Bill of Rights. Congressional Republicans would also like to push for some more tax cuts.
Well, they have until January, right?
They do, but they plan to break a month from today. That probably won't happen. They'll probably have to go 2 more weeks. And it's likely that they'll have to come back for a lame duck session after the November 5th election to see if they can finish the bills that have been stacking up on their plate.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellman.